So I was invited by Manaya PHO to come and talk about some of the work that I do with colleagues in looking at how racism impacts Māori health and health inequities. I was at Massey University in the 90s doing Māori as a degree, and Ta Mason Jury was head of Māori studies at that time. So I guess the area that my research focuses on is really trying to understand how racism and colonisation as a sort of manifestation of racism in New Zealand has impacted on Māori health historically and in the present. Trying to particularly get the health system to think a lot more seriously about the role that it has to play in contributing to Māori health outcomes and health inequity. We've tended to always, as a health sector, try to focus on Māori communities as if the problem's there, and being really reluctant as health providers or health organisations to look at the system and what it is about the way our society and our structures and institutions are set up that means we see the outcomes that we do. And so I think for me, the big drivers of Māori health status are the structural inequities that we have in New Zealand that are a result of past and ongoing colonisation. It's long past time for us to be more honest and open about looking at how we got to where we are, and particularly as the health sector, we're always talking about individuals need to take responsibility for their health. We're really bad at actually taking responsibility for what we as a health sector do. One of the real marked differences that people probably know about, and we should be shocked about, but we tend to, as a society, sort of almost accept now, is there's a really big gap of about 7 to 8 years in life expectancy. So on average, Māori will live shorter lives, and more of that life will be unwell. That's entirely preventable. That's because we as a society accept that. It doesn't have to be the case. And so I think that's a real stark measure of how equal a society is and how much it values different populations if we allow that situation to continue. But we have inequities in pretty much every measure. So in terms of health outcomes for chronic diseases, access to health care, the quality of care that Māori receive when they do get access to care. So there's good research to show that Māori on average receive care in a less timely fashion and at a lower quality. And that's not just in health. I mean, there's really huge inequities in most of the social determinants and the things that we know you need to have good health. Access to safe housing, to healthy environments, over-incarceration, all of the things that are bad for people's health are disproportionately impacting on Māori. The things that we know are important for good health and the things that we know are damaging to health disproportionately impact on Māori, and that's as a result of colonisation and all of the things that flow from that. And racism is one of the ways in which colonisation carries on in terms of how that plays out in the, I guess, lack of action around things like poverty and unsafe housing. How long it took us to respond to the rheumatic fever crisis. I mean, I don't think that our response would have been that slow if it had not been Māori and Pacific babies that were being affected. I think one of the things we've done a lot, particularly in public health research, has been to try to locate the reasons in individual Māori. And so historically, and to some extent still today, people have looked for biological reasons or genetic reasons to try to explain why we have these health inequities. Or they've looked for reasons in Māori culture or Māori communities. But to me, none of those reasons, the inequities are so systematic that what we have to look for are what are the systems and structures in our society that create the conditions that we have these differences in health outcomes. And that's where we have to start focusing our research attention, but also our policy and our interventions.